It's showtime!
And now, back to your best friends, Nick and Nan, on TalkZone.com.
Jump on board this morning, 888-463-6748. That's 1-888. Go for it. Welcome back to the Nick and Nan Radio Show, live on TalkZone.com. We're talking about tickets, and there was a time when you got stopped again, smooth criminal, Miss Nan.
Now, this one was years and years and years ago. Come on. It was like 10 years ago. And there was a 10-year lapse between these incidents.
Yes, yes. We are good drivers. We are good people. But at that time, we were leaving from a watering hole, a drinking establishment, a bar, if you will. Because was I playing that night?
Yeah, sure. You were gigging that night.
I was gigging that night.
Back then, you were out a lot gigging most every weekend.
Gigging steadily as opposed to now, but that's another story for another day. But anyway, so we got done with the gig, and our sister was with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in no condition to drive because I was tired. I mean,
yeah, you'd been playing.
I'd been playing.
Having fun.
I was
playing,
tired.
Having fun.
Yeah, playing, tired.
So I said, I'll do it.
I'll drive.
Because I'm a good driver no matter what.
Yes, you are, honey. So you got behind the wheel, and somehow you got stopped.
Well, as I recall, I pulled out of the parking lot onto the main road, and I was pulled over like within seconds.
Seconds.
And the reason was I forgot to turn the headlights on.
No. And we were driving. At that time, we had what?
It was another SUV, probably the Explorer.
The Explorer. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it doesn't have automatic headlights because the majority of cars nowadays.
Yeah, nowadays you just leave it in that one spot and they come on automatically.
Come on.
Back then it was a vehicle you had to literally turn them on, and I forgot to.
And you forgot.
And then to make matters worse, I think it was our sister that had the little cup of beer in the back, and she got so nervous she spilled it.
We did not need to reveal that. Okay, so
sure. Well, sure we did, because it adds to the story, because when the officer came up to the window, guess what he smelled?
Bear.
It was pretty significant in the events that followed, don't you think?
Lots of bear, yeah.
Do you recall what happened after that?
No, refresh my memory.
Oh, come on.
It's a blank.
It's simple. He called the DUI squad out on me.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, there were about, talk about feeling like a criminal. I do remember how that felt, you know, three or four police vehicles behind me, and of course they had me get out, and they had me do the walk and the finger thing. But halfway through it all, the officer noticed something.
What was that?
He noticed on the tag a little sticker.
Yeah.
And at the time I worked at the local hospital.
Yep.
So he stopped doing the test and he said, are you a nurse? And I said, yes sir, I am. He said, what kind of nurse are you? I said, I'm an oncology nurse. Huh? He said, you take care of cancer patients. Yes, sir, I do.
What oncology is?
So he questioned me a few other questions. How long have you worked there? Da, da, da.
Right.
Bottom line, he let me go.
Yeah, he did.
He did. That's what I said. It's an officer-nurse respect thing because they deal so closely with the healthcare field.
Absolutely.
And that when you work at a hospital, you deal closely with them. They're in and out of the hospital all the time, especially the ER.
Oh, yeah.
So
you got
that turned out very well for me, and I learned a very big lesson.
Got off there.
Never did that again.
Yes, you haven't. I mean, I will admit, Miss Nan, you do have a lead foot when you drive.
Well, if I have to get somewhere in a hurry, I do. But I do try to stay within the speed limit, or I know my limitations of how far above I can go.
You can only go 5 miles above the speed limit, not 10 or 20.
I agree.
Which you've been known to do.
Oh, but anyway, you haven't?
No, yo, come on. No. You know that I am a very conscientious and very safe driver. You know this.
Yes, you are.
But
no time in your life have you ever sped at all? I mean, come on.
I have never gotten a speeding ticket. Ever. In my
really?
Life. Ever.
I think I did back when I was a kid once, but.
That's
and I think it was in Canada. I was dealing with a whole different law enforcement there.
Never gotten a speeding ticket in my life. Parking tickets, yes. Pulled over for other stupid things, yes, but never gotten a speeding ticket.
Well, I believe it now. Because you're a pokey driver.
I am not a...
Yeah, you are. You say, I have a lead foot. Well, you're pokey.
No, pokey is like a 95-year-old person just with, you can't even see their head going.
Well, the only difference between the two is you can see your head.
You are so wrong for that. You are so wrong for that. Well, there was a time, I think, did I tell this story on our Talk Zone show? It could have been on our Spreaker show, but did I tell this story on our Talk Zone?
I don't know what story you're about to tell.
Okay, when I was coming home from a gig one night in Chicago, and I was driving out to the burbs. I think I was driving out to Downers Grove or something like that. And it was dark. I was tired. Tired, keyword here. And I had a flat. And I was going through the toll booth. And I went through the toll booth and I got out to try to change my tire.
Mm-hmm.
Bad move. I was in no condition to change a tire.
Oh.
Because I was tired.
Okay.
Keyword. So a state trooper was behind me. And
as luck would have it, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. State trooper was behind me, so he helped me change my tire.
Well, that was nice of him.
It was very nice of him, you know. So I got back in my car. And I drove on.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess being as tired as I was, wasn't driving so well.
Oh, so he followed you?
Yeah, he followed me. He followed me. And I guess after a little bit, the lights came on. He stopped me. And,
so pleased to meet you again.
Yeah. And I had to do the same test that you had to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Oh, yeah. Whenever they... Yeah, suspect alcohol.
The field sobriety test, which I flunked, but I was tired. That didn't help. So they took me to one of the
substations
off of the interstate,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I was working for a radio station in Chicago, and they knew me. And it's like, you're...
Oh, because you're a personality that you were.
Yeah,
okay,
it's gotcha. Like, you're... We listen to you all the time! Man,
so you played your DJ card.
I played my DJ card.
And did it work?
No, because they gave me a ticket, of course. They gave me a ticket, and then I had to go to court. But the thing was, is that they gave me my keys back.
Really?
And because I had a friend of mine come and get me, but they gave me my keys back.
Because mm-hmm.
the car was still off on the side of the road. And I ended up driving home.
Oh, what'd you do? Have your friend follow you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I ended up driving home. And.
Yeah, I don't think they do that kind of thing anymore.
Oh, no.
Like, let you get away with that.
No, 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 no. And when I went to court, it was like, okay, dude. they let me go. They gave me my keys. And the judge was not sympathetic.
But I mean, you were never charged with that then?
No, I was never charged. I had to go to, you know, driving school and all that stuff. Didn't lose my license.
I think all the laws have changed considerably since then. When MAD was formed, I think that's when everything started changing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And rightly so, it should have.
Of course. So, I don't drink and drive.
Nope.
I don't drive when I'm extremely tired.
Nope.
We'll always find a place to lay my head if it gets to that point. Because it... Getting a ticket, first of all, is not a fun thing to do, to have happen to you.
No, it's not.
You know, but getting a ticket for either A, speeding, mm-hmm. either B, driving while under the influence, or driving while intoxicated, it's not fun.
Well, not only is it not fun, I don't know if you realize this, in my profession, I can lose my license.
Absolutely.
So.
Oh, no. So if you want to keep.
There's certain things you just don't do.
On the straight and narrow path here, unlike some of the celebrities that we follow,
mm-hmm.
Lindsay Lohan, for example, you don't want to get involved in that. And speaking of celebrities, let's see what celebrities are in the news today.
Celebrity. Gossip. Gossip.
Keeping the finger on the entertainment trigger. It's Celebrity 411.
What a picture this will make. Get me a phone. Call Hollywood.
Stories, sound bites, articles of interest. The straight dope. The skinny. About your favorite stars.
You got me straight tripping, boo.
On the Nick and Nan radio show on TalkZone.com.
Well, Sarah Silverman is expecting you to overreact.
What?
That's what I meant to say. Well, at least some of you. This past Friday, the comedian tweeted a photo of her and her boyfriend, Family Guy writer Alex Sulkin, celebrating as she showcased what almost looked to be the belly of a pregnant mother. Of course, the caption read, "It's a burrito." Well, a few hours later, she retweeted the same photo next to another shot of her in the same outfit, minus the pregnant mother belly. Well, this caption was much more provocative, and I quote, "Got a quickie abortion in case RVW gets overturned." Well, RVW, of course, stands for Roe versus Wade, the landmark 1973 Supreme Court ruling that granted women the right to choose by legalizing abortion. Well, last January, Mitt Romney marked the anniversary of the ruling by dedicating himself to reversing the polarizing ruling. Today marks the 39th anniversary of one of the darkest moments in Supreme Court history, when the court in Roe versus Wade claimed authority over the fundamental question regarding the rights of the unborn, Romney said in a statement. Today, we recommit ourselves to reversing that decision, for in the quiet of conscience, people in both political parties know that more than a million abortions a year cannot be squared with the good heart of America. Well, this isn't the first time Silverman has made politically incorrect jokes about abortion. Her Comedy Central show once featured a montage about her character's three such operations. Conservative bloggers, not surprisingly, are unamused by the latest gag, and a spokesperson for Silverman confirmed she is not pregnant and the photos were a joke.
So, in other words, she is not pregnant.
No, she's not. Okay. It was all supposed to be in good humor.
Who's laughing?
I wasn't.
I wasn't too crazy about it either. Did you watch Smash last night? Smash was unbelievable. Uma Thurman.
Uma. I just love that name. Uma.
Oh, we've always loved her as an actress.
She dug deep last night, but was it deep enough? If you checked out Smash last night, after last week's hour-long tease of Uma's Smash guest star appearance, which proved to amount to a cameo, pretty much. Cool. Thank you, sir. Which pretty much proved to be a cameo. Well, she actually did pretty good. The Thumapalooza proved that she fit right in to the series. So, Uma is going to be doing pretty good on Smash.
Yeah, we did check it out. And like I said, she is one of our most favorite actresses. But because we've seen Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2 a million times.
We have it on DVD, man.
It was really different seeing her in that kind of a role.
Yeah, absolutely. And congratulations to Smash being renewed for season 2.
Yeah, it's a great show.
That is the Dirt the Dish, the Sleeve, Celebrity 411 of the Nick and Nan Radio Show. Going to take a quick break. Come back with our guest who is standing by, David Rosenhaus. Back in a minute on TalkZone.com.